The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien Marx, have you got a factory in your house? What is it?
Have I got a factory in my house? All the noise, it's my neighbors. I think they've had enough.
check it, bevakasha. Yell out and scream them.
It's basically what we hear all day here. Shake it, bevakasha. Alta fueli, alta fer de shmani.
Die, must speak far.
die, chalas, must speak.
Oh, that is funny. All right. Well, once we're talking about COVID, let's stay with COVID. Tell us what's the latest from Israel.
A lot of controversy. I heard you just speaking about the big issue, which is a rabbi trying to force a shul open. This is not going to work. The laws here are very, very strict. And, you know, we spoke, I think it was yesterday, about a certain sect that were calling members of our police Nazis for shutting down mass prayers. Well, as all this is going on, a decision has been taken by the cabinet that as we approach Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut next week, 2 days that are very, very emotional, very precious to us in the calendar. You know, this whole time from the end of Pesach, which encompasses Yom HaShoah, which we commemorated yesterday, and then next week, which will be Yom HaZikaron for our fallen soldiers and victims of terror. And then, of course, the switch over to Yom HaAtzmaut. There has been a ruling that Yom HaZikaron, all cemeteries will be closed. No access points will be allowed into any of the cemeteries. And there was a big outcry, some of the bereaved families threatening to force their way into the cemeteries. But the current defense minister, who is busy handing over his portfolio to the next defense minister, which will be Benny Gantz, Naftali Bennett, saying that, you know, it was not an easy decision, but please understand that in these military cemeteries, large crowds do gather, and especially amongst them is the elderly, and we're not going to want to put anybody's health in danger, and we will be entering full lockdown from the end of Yom HaZikaron, which is Tuesday night, till the end of Yom HaAtzmaut, which is next Wednesday night. Also to stop people gathering in the forests, in the beaches, in everybody else's house. We will be in the same level of lockdown as we were for Pesach, which is to prevent the spread. We are also approaching Ramadan. Yeah. And this is a time for Muslim families to get together to break the fast at the end of every day. And there has been an appeal to families, to the Muslim community, please, you know, stay within your nuclear family. Don't go out. We don't want to have a rise in the amount of COVID cases. And this is, as you so rightly said, this is to for everybody to just protect each other, to not overwhelm the medical system.
Yeah, I think
for safety and for a low death rate. And, you know, we're on 188 deaths. We've just lost a 98-year-old woman, a Holocaust survivor, to COVID-19. We do not want to overwhelm our medical system, and we do not want to put anybody else at risk.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. And just, Rolien, I don't think people who haven't been in Israel over Yom HaZikaron can actually understand what an indelibly important part of visiting the cemetery is during that time. I mean, there are so many families in Israel who've lost a loved one, children, that, to take this away, I understand the pain. I really, really do understand the pain. And yet they don't want anybody else to go through the same, surely. I mean, that's got to triumph.
Well, just on a personal note, I haven't lost anybody, soldiers or anybody like close to me in the line of duty or in as a victim of terror. But yeah, one of the traditions that I take upon myself every year since making Aliyah is I always go to the cemetery, whether I go by myself, whether I go with a group of people, I will always be in the cemetery for that half an hour tekes, that half an hour ceremony to honor our fallen. Last year I had the profound honor of going to the ceremony in Haifa, accompanying a friend of mine whose late grandfather was one of the founders of the Haganah. His other grandfather was the founder of Never Tzedek, you know, tremendous, tremendous family history. And to be a part of that is something very, very precious. And as you say, quintessentially Israelis.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a very, very difficult time for many Israelis who use this opportunity to honor those we have. And of course, the big day in our calendar is Yom HaAtzmaut, things that we look forward to, Ala Aish with our family and friends, sure, our communities, and the flyover with Israeli Air Force, El Al, you know, just, that's been cancelled even though 4 fighter jets flew in formation across Modi Inn earlier on, but they're practicing, they will be saluting our frontline medical staff at the hospitals this year. And while we won't be seeing the flyovers, you know, we understand, but I think it's something that would really raise the morale of the people of Israel, is to have that show. Some say it's a show of force. We say it's a show of strength to have our magnificent Air Force flying in their various formations across the country.
Yeah, 100%. And I've experienced it. And unless you've been there and you've heard the sound that is generated by those jets, nobody can explain it to you. It's something you have to experience firsthand.
Except for the F-35, sir, because that's a bit stealthy.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Okay, and then on a serious note, I didn't know that there was a terror attack in Israel.
There was a terror earlier today, a terrorist coming into Maale Adumim, and this was a double car ramming and a stabbing, rammed his car into an IDF border guard, then got out of the car and tried to attack the guard with a knife. Other officers that were around managed to shoot the terrorist. It's not clear whether or not he was neutralized, but the IDF soldier is in moderate condition.
Rolene, another story you wanted to talk about today was the fact that neo-Nazis apparently Zoom-bombed a Holocaust remembrance in Germany yesterday.
Well, first of all, let's put this into a little bit of context. As COVID spreads around the world, so is anti-Semitism rising to levels that we haven't seen since 1938, the type of incitement. And while it's not original anti-Semite to blame us for a plague, been there, done that, we've seen horrible increase in the amount of rhetoric incitement against Jews for COVID-19. One example was in Columbus, Ohio this past week, where neo-Nazis marched and they had images of rats with hooked noses in blue and white with a mug in David saying the real plague. These are the same people who are marching against lockdown with their guns. I think they're hoping to shoot the virus. But also yesterday in Germany, as the Israeli ambassador to Germany held a Zoom ceremony via Zoom, and as Holocaust survivors were giving their testimony and sharing their experiences, they were Zoom bombed by neo-Nazis who sent through pictures of Hitler and used vile, vile anti-Semitic rhetoric. As you can imagine, this has been absolutely roundly condemned by the ambassador, by German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas, and by anybody who has some level of human decency to do this on a day where we remember, we commemorate the worst genocide in modern history, and this being the genocide of the Jewish people on a day like that.
Staying with that theme, Rolene, I spoke about in the first hour, having watched on my Facebook feed yesterday, a report from an Arab MK, Abbas Mansour, yesterday, quite an extreme part of the Joint Arab List, the Islamic movement, and yet he gave a speech yesterday that was so remarkably understanding in respect of the Holocaust. I mean, as a listener pointed out, he's still against the Israel as a Jewish entity in any manner, shape, or form. However, the stance that they took in respect of the Holocaust was quite remarkable, saying it was un-Islamic and forbidden to deny it. Did you happen to see that? Did that get much play in Israel yesterday?
Oh, it absolutely did. And, you know, we have to remind people that, you know, it starts with one step. And we have to look at the here that we haven't had. This is an unprecedented event in Israel. And while he hasn't acknowledged, you know, the Jewish state in his speech, we've got to remember that there is an Arab standing up in the Knesset talking about the Holocaust and paying tribute to its victims.
Yeah, and
it's small steps. It's a, you know, it's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. We can, you know, attribute it here. It's one small step for a jointless MK. It's a giant leap for this event where we are in the Middle East. And, you know, we've seen tremendous stories of coexistence and the human spirit coming from Israel over the last month or so. And, we hope that this is a significant step in the right direction.
Rolene Marks, as always, thank you. And, tomorrow Thursday, same time, same place.
Absolutely. You know, we have a date.